Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Welcome to the Disney Wedding Podcast, brought to you by Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, the only guidebook and bridal organizer tailored exclusively to Disney's fairy tale weddings at Walt Disney World. I'm Carrie Hayward, and each week I feature a different aspect of Disney weddings, from the latest news, information, and money-saving tips, to interviews with wedding vendors and real Disney brides and grooms. I also cover honeymoons, anniversaries, and engagements at the Disney parks and resorts. Join me now as the Disney Wedding Podcast celebrates romance at Disney destinations. Today on the Disney Wedding Podcast, I am speaking with Stephanie Nash about her vow renewal at Luau Point with a reception at Trader Sam's. I thought you would be interested to hear about how she planned this event and how she chose to do a vow renewal and how it all turned out. So welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Thanks so much for being here. I would love to start at the very beginning and find out how you and your husband decided you wanted to have a vow renewal at Disney.
Sure, of course. Well, we were celebrating our 20th wedding anniversary, and we actually wanted to get married in Disney World. We are Disney folks. And when we sort of broached the idea to our parents and other family members, they were not supportive. So, you know, being younger at that time, and it was our wedding, and, you know, family members were contributing, we wanted to sort of please everyone. So we did a more traditional wedding near our homes. But as we started thinking about a vow renewal, we kind of said, okay, this is for us. We're going to do exactly what we want. So we are frequent Disney vacationers, and we knew right away that we wanted to have our vow renewal at Disney. So it was great.
That's fantastic. So how did your friends and family react this time when you said you were having your vow renewal at Disney?
Yeah, it was definitely different. At this point, they were actually really excited. Of course, no one was one bit surprised because they knew we had wanted to do it for our wedding initially. And, you know, not everyone was able to make it, but the folks that we knew would be there were very excited, and we were really, really happy to have them. So it was great.
Wonderful. How many guests did you invite and how many were able to make the trip?
So we invited 21, and we ended up with technically 18, but one was my baby nephew, so Disney doesn't count the babies, but he was there, so we had 18.
Got it. Okay. Did you set up a room block for your guests?
We didn't. So we had our cousins come in from New Jersey with us, and, you know, they stayed on site. We are all Disney Vacation Club members, so we didn't really have enough people, first of all, to do a room block. I did have my sister-in-law and her family coming in from the Florida area, and they stayed one night, but everyone else, either my brother was coming from another place in Florida, my dad was staying with my brother, so we just didn't have enough to do the room block, but we did all stay at the Polynesian, so that was really fun.
Great. Now, how did you choose the day of the week and time of day for the vow renewal? Did you pick your actual anniversary?
We did. So we ended up on a Wednesday in August in Florida. It was very, very hot outside, but it was a beautiful day. But it was important to us to have it on the actual anniversary date. The time we picked, it was an 11 a.m. ceremony because we did want to have the reception at Trader Sam's afterwards. And you do have to have a private event there before it has to finish by 2 p.m., I believe. So we ended up doing a brunch buffet.
Now, how did you choose Luau Point and Trader Sam's?
We had a couple of different sites in mind. I also really love Seabreeze Point on the boardwalk. I just love the sort of atmosphere there. So we considered that one, and we had stayed at the Polynesian and we really loved it there. So we were going back and forth a little bit, but ultimately we really loved that kind of low-key tropical vibe We wanted things to be more casual and laid back for our guests. And that's ultimately why we decided on the Polynesian in Luau Point and Trader Sam's. And it was a lot of fun. All of the guys wore Hawaiian shirts. You know, people were dressed casually, like floral dresses. So it was just a really fun laid back atmosphere. And that's what we were looking for.
Wonderful. Now, Trader Sam's can be tricky because you can't have Disney characters in there because it's a bar. And then for the ceremony, you can't have characters at the actual ceremony. Did you have characters come between the two?
We thought about it for quite a while. We thought about having Stitch, you know, being at the Polynesian and everything. We thought that would be a lot of fun. We did have, you know, my nieces and nephews were there. We had some younger kids and some teenagers who were, you know, also big Disney fans. So we knew it would be a hit, but ultimately, we decided, okay, what do we want to do with this money, you know, and we decided to sort of allocate it elsewhere towards the overall vacation budget.
Got it. Did you have any kind of entertainment at the celebration at Trader Sam's?
We didn't, no.
Okay. Do you have any menu items or cake flavors you can recommend?
So the cake we went with was marble with this amazing caramel milk chocolate filling. And I mean, the cake was delicious, but that filling, I had never had that flavor before, and it was really to die for. It was delicious. And then with our brunch menu, we did a couple of substitutions from the standard menu that they had. And one of the things that we swapped in was the beef tenderloin with the gorgonzola, and that was amazing. I was so glad that we picked that one to sub in.
That's wonderful. Did they set up the buffet inside or outside Trader Sam's?
Inside. Yeah. So we, once the ceremony finished, they brought all of our guests into Trader Sam's. They took a couple of additional pictures with my husband and I, and then we came in and everything was set up and all of the cast members were in there. It was really nice.
Wonderful. Do you have any tips about that venue? Because I know people sometimes worry, since you can't have characters there and it is smaller, they wonder, you know, what's it going to be like to have a reception there? Any tips about using that space?
Yeah, it worked well for our smaller group. What ended up happening was that when we came in, my husband and I, everyone was kind of already grouped in this kind of main area. So we actually ended up over on the other side, just the two of us, which was fine. It was kind of like having a nice little sweetheart table, but you know, we weren't going to have dancing or anything like that. And we were all just in there to spend time with each other and enjoy kind of the atmosphere. So I think for a smaller group, for us, it was perfectly fine. And like I said, we enjoyed the theming that went along with everything else in our ceremony.
Did you pay extra to have the special bartender and all the different effects at Trader Sam's?
So that was one of the things that I kind of wish I knew in advance. And I didn't even really think about it. As I thought about it afterwards, I realized I probably should have been aware, but there were none of the effects. So it was kind of quiet, but it was still just such a great atmosphere. So it was a little bit quieter than we anticipated and kind of thought that it would be, but it was still really fantastic. For the bar, we did do the bill on consumption, and we did have one bartender that worked well for our group.
Oh, great. Okay, good. Now, did you guys add other events like a dessert party or a welcome party?
We didn't do anything formal like that. The night before on Tuesday was when most of our guests were coming in. As I mentioned, my sister-in-law and my brother from different parts in Florida, and we all met up in Disney Springs. So that was really nice to have a dinner, kind of casual dinner out the night before. Another really fun thing that we did with my cousins, as I mentioned, they were coming in from New Jersey, is since we were staying at the Polynesian and having both the ceremony and, you know, the after event there as well, we didn't really have need for the limo that was part of the escape package. So the day we came in, we were coming in a little bit earlier than they were. So we had the limo pick myself and my husband and our two kids up. They brought us to check in at the Polynesian, and then we went back to the airport, picked up my cousins because their flight had come in a little bit after us, and then, you know, we were driven back to the Polynesian as well. They checked in, and then they drove us over to Disney Springs. So it was a really fun kind of outing for the eight of us. We really enjoyed it, and just like a nice little thing that we wanted to do for them to, you know, thank them for joining us and making the trip down and being a part of the day.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Can you give my listeners a timeline of how the vow renewal day ran?
Sure, of course. So what we did at the Polynesian was we split two rooms beginning the night before the vow renewal. To have a good time, we split up the girls and the guys. So my daughter and I were in one room and my husband and son were in another. And we had Stacy from Fairy Tale Hair and Makeup. She came at 5:30 in the morning, bright and early, to do myself and my daughter's hair and makeup. And it was a great time because we had some of our family members came while we were getting our hair and makeup done, and they brought a little champagne that early in the morning. And it was a really fun time. So we were ready at about 9:30 or 9:45, all dressed and beautified. And we met up with my husband and son, and then we were to meet our coordinator in the lobby of the Polynesian at about 10:15. So we met her and she kind of talked us through everything, and we met our photographer, and we spent about, 30 to 40 minutes taking pictures of the four of us at different places around the resort. And then we headed over to Luau Point for our ceremony, which began at 11. So the ceremony, we processed in and all of our guests were already seated and we did our vows. And then afterwards, it was really set up beautifully with the cake and the champagne and the sparkling cider. So that was probably about 30 minutes for the ceremony and then about 30 minutes for everyone to be together afterwards. And as I mentioned before, of course, Florida in August, it was a very, very hot day. So the ceremony was in sun, but then where the cake was, and they also had a water station, was more shaded. So I think it was just about the right amount of time for people to be outside without, really having the heat become unbearable for them. So then at noon, they brought our guests into Trader Sam's, and we took a few more pictures with just my husband and I. And then we went into Trader Sam's, and we were in there until 2 p.m. So that was a two-hour event in the venue, where we had the buffet and the bar was open, and then they had cut up and served the cake at the end. After we left Trader Sam's, we went and changed, and we all kind of got together at the pool and hung out together, and the kids went for a swim, the adults had a few drinks, and then in the evening, my husband and I were able to go out for a nice dinner together at Citrico's.
Oh, that sounds great.
Yeah, it was a great day.
Now, you touched on this a little bit earlier, but what were some of the most important aspects where you focused your attention and your budget?
I think when we really thought about it, we wanted to honor our marriage, but like any marriage, there's always ups and downs, and we really wanted to have the day reflect not only our love for each other, but also the gratitude that we had to our guests, our family members who had been there for us, through the good and the bad, and of course had made the trip down to celebrate the day with us. So that's why when we were thinking about what we wanted to do and the different things we wanted to incorporate, we knew we wanted to do some kind of a reception meal afterwards. We had originally thought about just doing a large reservation at Ohana, but we really wanted to do a little bit more for our guests. So we did the reception brunch. We ordered a couple of extra bottles of the champagne and the cider. We did the Mickey Rice Krispie treats as favors for everyone. So those were kind of some of the things that we did to really kind of show our guests that we wanted them to enjoy the day with us. I also did spend not too much, but a little bit extra on flowers because they were so beautiful. We got an extra bouquet for my daughter, and then we did a matching floral topper for the cake.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
And so then what aspects were less important where you saved your money or just your effort?
I think as we were thinking about it, one of the things being, having a character there that we had talked about before, when we were thinking about the ceremony itself, we ultimately decided that, we really wanted the focus there to be the vows, and our family. And so we just kind of stuck with the basic escape package outside of those extra flowers that I mentioned. We had thought about maybe adding some additional instruments in addition to the violinist, but ultimately that wasn't quite as important to us. I had even looked at some of the decoration packages that you could add, but we just thought the venue was beautiful enough on its own. So again, we kind of focused more on the reception.
Got it. Okay. What ended up being your favorite memory of the vow renewal day?
Gosh, are you going to make me pick just one?
No, because you can always say the ceremony and then another one.
Right. It really was. It was wonderful for us, our vows, because when we were married, we spoke more traditional vows. We got married in the church. And this was really nice because we both took time to really, think through what we wanted to say. So that made it really special that we were able to share our own vows. And then both of our children, as well as my sister-in-law, gave speeches that are just really special to me as well. And then just kind of a fun thing that was, I just would let everyone know that Disney really does give you special treatment, which is just kind of a fun, nice thing to be able to take advantage of. While we were having our pictures taken, there were just, so many cast members and even other guests saying hello and, kind of enjoying watching. And then when we came into the lobby after leaving Trader Sam's, there was Mickey and Stitch taking pictures in the lobby, and they both came right over to us. So we did have a nice opportunity to get some pictures with a couple of the characters with all of us in our vow renewal office.
Wow, what a great stroke of luck.
it worked out very well.
And so then, did anything go wrong or just not turn out like you expected?
I think the only thing is what I had mentioned before. We have been to Trader Sam's before, and the effects are a lot of fun. And, like I said, I probably should have thought about this beforehand, but it was kind of quieter than I expected it to be. And it was fantastic. And again, went with the theme and everything we were looking for. But I just kind of thought to myself, oh, right, it makes sense that they wouldn't have the effects going on for a private event. So that was the only thing. Nothing really went wrong at all. Everything was pretty much perfect.
That's great to hear. Was there anything that seemed like a big deal beforehand or you were stressed out about and then it turned out not to be?
I was a little worried ahead of time about the violinist, because we didn't want to give them, this prescriptive playlist. But then I thought, oh gosh, is it going to be a big deal that the violinist isn't going to have a list to play from? How's that going to work? Am I going to have to focus my attention on sort of giving them ideas? But it was actually a really cool way to do it, because what ended up happening is, after we recessed from the ceremony, they played actually our wedding song, which my husband had surprised me with. He reached out to our coordinator without me knowing and sent her the sheet music so that the violinist could play that as a surprise, which was really nice. But then it was kind of, the kids were just approaching him and saying, oh, can you play Moana? Can you play this? And so it ended up being really neat, and everyone enjoyed it, because then we just kind of started yelling out our favorite Disney songs and he would play them. So it was nice. We enjoyed that.
That's great. Is there anything you would have done differently knowing what you know now?
I think the only thing I would have done differently is go back in time 20 years and had our actual wedding at Disney. It was just really wonderful, and it was everything we thought it was going to be. So yeah, I mean, if I could do that over again in a heartbeat, I would have my original wedding at Disney.
Fantastic. Do you have any other tips or advice for couples who might be considering doing a wedding or a vow renewal at Disney?
Yeah, I think one of the things that I was really excited to find out about was the ability to customize the menus. So with our brunch menu, we got the Briar Rose package, but I think I ended up modifying and substituting for 3 or 4 of the different dishes. You can really customize anything, and I wasn't sure if it was going to be an issue when I talked to the coordinator, and she just said, sure, whatever you want to do. So I really like being able to do that. So, if you're looking at a menu and you're not sure if it has all the right things for you, totally mix and match. So that's one thing I was glad to learn about that I think it would be good for people to know about. I think the other thing is, you know, that there are a lot of what I would call shiny objects, lots of fun and tempting add-ons that, you know, we thought about. I was like, ooh, a ride mix-in. Oh, but we're not going to be in a park. Oh, a character. So there were all these different things that we thought about and thought would be really fun. But ultimately, you know, we decided on where else we wanted to put our budget for those things. So there's lots of different things that might catch your attention. So, you know, our case with our original wedding was influenced from family. I think my advice with all of this would just be to really focus on deciding what's important for you. Maybe the having the character there is the most important thing for, you know, for some couples. So I just think that's really important to say, okay, without all of the influence, without all of the different things I could do with this Disney wedding, you know, what is really most important to us? So that would be my advice. Oh, and the last thing, just really enjoy the day because Disney is going to make it perfect. We'll do all of that for you. And I didn't even have to worry about anything.
That's great advice. Well, Stephanie, I think you've offered a lot of great advice, especially to anyone who's thinking about having a vow renewal at Walt Disney World. And I appreciate your taking the time.
Of course. Glad to do it.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Carrie Hayward, inviting you to join me again next week for another episode of the Disney Wedding Podcast. In the meantime, send your comments, questions, and suggestions to info@disneyweddingpodcast.com. Past shows are available in iTunes and on the show site, disneyweddingpodcast.com. And for instant answers to all your Disney's Fairy Tale Weddings questions, check out Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, available as an interactive ebook with continual free updates at fairytaleweddingsguide.com.